Taylor Gordon here with Jake McQuaid, and we're about to find out his game day playlist. Jake, you're driving in the car lately. What has been the song that you've been blaring through your speakers?
Well, usually I like to listen to a little Zach Brown, maybe some Gary Allen, especially, I don't usually listen to music before the game, but after the game, you know, calm down, I like to maybe listen to a little Gary Allen.
Is that a superstition that you have, not to listen to music before the game, or is it just a mindset that you have to have?
I'm just, you know, trying to stay relaxed, usually just joking around with Johnny and Greg, and Greg's listening to his Dancing in the Moonlight, and Johnny's probably listening to some techno music or something, so I just try to kind of just relax and keep to myself a little bit.
Very nice. So they take care of the music for you. All right, tell me, is there a particular song on your playlist that you're embarrassed to have on there?
Oh, I definitely like some Miley Cyrus, basically Party in the USA, a little bit of Wrecking Ball. Any Miley's, I'm good with that.
Why is Wrecking Ball one of your favorites?
Oh, I don't know. I think my wife got me caught on a little bit, and I'm ashamed to say it, but it's a catchy tune.
Your wife has impeccable taste in music. So tell me, what's your favorite throwback tune?
Ooh, favorite throwback tune? Maybe like Today Was a Good Day, Ice Cube. That's a good one. I like to, you know, just vibe out to that one a little bit.
What was your first concert you've ever been to?
I think my first concert was 98 Degrees back in like fifth grade with my older sister. So that's a big victory for me. Yeah, 98 Degrees. A couple Cincinnati boys like myself.
That has forever stayed with you, I can tell.
Yeah, I think that was number one, and then number two might have been NSYNC. So pretty one-two, pretty good 1-2 combo right there.
You and your boy bands, I see a trend here. What's that about?
I don't know. Just I have bad friends, I guess, maybe.
You still have a little bit of that on your playlist?
Maybe some Justin Timberlake, but I don't think the other guys are really doing too much.
I see it now. I see you and Johnny Hecker and Zerline just over there jamming out to 98 Degrees together. Does this ever happen? You can tell us.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of 98 Degrees, but definitely some Justin Timberlake, especially if Laurinaitis is around. He's got a thing for Timberlake, so.
Is that right? Well, thanks for the heads up. We'll have to be sure to ask him about that. Thank you, Jake.